From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are campaigning together for the first time as running mates, promoting a message of optimism. Clinton told a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida Saturday she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for the country.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls, embracing the diversity that makes our country great, lifting each other up, standing together, because we know there's nothing we can't accomplish once we make up our minds.
Clinton portrayed Kaine as a fighter for minorities and the impoverished, who is everything Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not. Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician who has the potential to attract voters repelled by Donald Trump and those who may have a hard time fully embracing Clinton. She will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. More than 1,000 Turkish private schools, associations, and foundations are closed as a result of President Recep Erdogan's imposing a three-month state of emergency this week following a failed coup. The Turkish president also decreed that suspects can be detained for up to 30 days without charges, a stark change from the previous maximum of 4 days. Rights group and global leaders say Erdogan is clearing the way for further purging of his opponents. Erdogan's government has detained thousands of people, including military members, suspected of having a role in the attempted coup last week. This is VOA News. Torrential rains are still pounding China after flooding in the northern region has left at least 36 people dead and dozens more missing. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes because of flooding. Some people are venting anger toward officials for not warning them, in their opinion, in sufficient time about the coming downpours. Friends and families of the victims of Saturday's attack in Kabul gathered for a vigil at the site of the attack on Saturday. The Islamic State terror group says it's responsible for killing at least 80 and wounding hundreds in the suicide attack at a protest rally in Kabul. Friends of the victims say they are promising to carry on the protests.
And today, one of my friends I lost here, he was my uni maths. And this is so great. And we will stay here unless we get a demand from the government.
The attack occurred as thousands of ethnic Hazaras marched through the streets to demand a planned power line to be rerouted through their poverty-stricken region. The website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. Chancellor Angela Merkel said that German security services will be doing everything possible to protect the security and freedom of all people in Germany in wake of two attacks in less than a week. She spoke to reporters following an emergency meeting of her Security Council in Berlin on Saturday. The meeting comes a day after an 18-year-old German-Iranian shot and killed 9 people and wounded more than 24 others in a crowded Munich shopping mall. Police say he took his own life after going on the rampage. Investigators say he was obsessed with mass shootings. Investigators also say they found no evidence in his apartment linking him to any terrorist group. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers on a train in Germany with an axe and knife, wounding 4 people before police shot him dead. An Indian Air Force plane carrying 29 people is missing more than 24 hours after it was expected to land on an island in the Bay of Bengal. 8 of the passengers on board were civilians. At least 12 ships and other vessels have been deployed to the bay to search for the missing aircraft. And much of the United States is in the midst of a potentially dangerous heat wave, and weather experts say the country will experience warmer than normal temperatures at least for the next 2 months. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for much of the U.S. from North Dakota to the mid-Atlantic states and into the South. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.